You see, you don't have to know him to be saved. As I said a while ago, very few Christians know him. Very few. John 3:14 says, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It goes on to say in John 3:18, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. It says in John 3:36, that he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. In 1 John 5:13 it says, these things write I unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. What's he saying? He's saying that you get saved by trusting Jesus. You know, there is a danger in our Baptist churches these days of adding to the gospel and the simplicity of the gospel. You get saved by trusting Jesus. God doesn't make an obstacle course you've got to run in order to get saved. God doesn't make it hard for you to get saved any more than you would have made it hard if you'd been God for people that you loved and died for to get back to you. God wants you to go to heaven. God wants you saved. And God, the only thing that will ever please God is faith. I've told you time and time again. There's nothing that can please God but faith, and faith is dependence upon God. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. So, you get baptized till you grow seaweed between your toes. You'll die and go to hell unless you put your trust in Christ. Salvation is by trusting in Christ. It is not by trusting Christ and making him Lord of your life. It is not by trusting Christ and living a good life. It is not by trusting life and holding on faithful. It is simply by trusting Jesus Christ. That, listen to me, that has been the message that has gone forth from Baptist pulpits ever since John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world, and anything else is heresy. We got too many preacher boys in our Christian colleges these days reading a bunch of books by a bunch of neo-evangelicals that are adding something to the simple faith in Jesus Christ to save you. I'll say this, lordship salvation is heresy. I'll say this, works is heresy. I'm a little tired of these pussyfooting, ear-tickling, back-scratching, penny-pinching, nickel-nipping, salt-soaping, pink-tillaminated compromisers saying, well, those Hiles folks, they believe in easy believism. Well, Buster, what do you believe in, hard believism? I serve a God that loves me. I serve a God that wants me to go to heaven. I serve a God that doesn't want me to go to hell. I serve a God that made a plan where all I would have to do would be trust him, because faith is the only thing in this world that pleases Almighty God. Consequently, I'm saved by trusting him. At only one place in the Bible is the question ever asked, what must I do to be saved? One place. Okay, here it is. Wonder what it's going to be. Here's a good chance for God to come down and say, you've got to make Jesus Lord of your life, which is nothing more than a salvation by works, a little bit shined and polished, that's all. Now you listen to me. Let's get back to preaching the love of God. Let's get back to preaching the fact that God, in his mercy, all in the world, God needed to save us was his justice to be satisfied. And when Jesus Christ took upon himself our sins and stood before the great white throne judgment of God on Calvary, and my sins were recorded to him, that means my sins have nothing in the world to do with my being saved. It is my trust. Jesus said, trust me, and you'll be saved. Let me illustrate what I'm saying. Let me stop again. I'm grieved to see a bunch of immature Baptist preachers let theologians decide what they preach and believe. Some little self-styled intellectual sits behind a desk in a college or seminary somewhere, and preachers that ought to be prophets of God, they ought to learn how to preach from preachers. Get you an old hell-raising preacher, let him teach you how to preach. But these selves, I've said often, theologians are ruining America. That's one reason why we don't hire any of them at Howells Anderson College. We have a bunch of dumb bunnies teaching Bible at Howells Anderson College. No, we don't. We have a bunch of fellows who preach the Bible. teaching Bible at Hiles Anderson College. We don't have a bunch of deep, go down deep, stay down long, come up dry. We don't have that. No, we don't. But you see, what they're doing is they're trying to compensate for the fact that they're not getting anybody saved. So they'll try to figure out the fact we're making it too easy. My God is not willing that any should perish. And yes, yes, 10,000 times yes, my God did make it easy to get saved. When that prodigal son came back home, before he even said, I'm sorry, his father had met him and thrown his arm around him and forgiven him. More people will go to hell because they made salvation too hard than because they made salvation too simple.